Thank you for calling Arbortech.
Hello.
Hi, Gregory. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. I was following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing the payment for the Google Guaranteed Leads.
Right.
Yes. I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah. I was waiting to figure something out before I gave a call in. It's going to be a different one.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I assume that you don't have the card on you now, or you might have it. You're just not sure which one you want to use?
Don't have it on me.
Got it. Okay. So I'll make a note of that, and then you can call me when you're ready. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again next week, okay?
How far back can you request a credit? I know I've been just really busy lately and I haven't really been paying attention, but I know I've had a lot of calls that were just, them looking for jobs or was,
So that department.
Them them just asking the question.
That department, just so you know, they process the credits automatically. So it says here that this invoice that was due was for $434.03, but there was $41.33 worth of credits, which makes it $392.70. And I assume that that covers 2 months because it was for November and December. Because we had
a $41 credit for 2 months?
That's what it says. It says there's a $41.
Yeah, no, but I believe there's been a lot more calls than that. I've just been kind of zoned out and the app's not working. I got a new phone. I haven't had the app working. I just have like weird.
Wow.
It's weird. It's weird. I have stuff up to my, I have my Amazon account ordered like $3,000 worth of merchandise. My credit card is maxed out. I've been trying to return it. They did a fraud case 3 times. Nobody calls me back like they say. And so I'm looking at my card is maxed. I need, the fraud thing has been, you guys, but the fraud, but I need the money back. Like, credit me the money and wait till the investigation is done by.
Yeah.
Company, and I'm just in a weird,
wow.
Like so much things I can't handle it, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's
how, it's how far back can you request the credit though? Because I know there's definitely a lot of calls that they just ask a question or they're looking for a job, and I just want to make sure that.
Well, the
back.
Thing is that there's a lot of calls that you're not being charged for because they're just coming in organically through the call tracking number. Meaning there was one on December 17th, there was one on December 13th, there was one on December 12th, same number from December 12th, another one on December 10th. All of those you haven't been charged for. The last one that you were charged for, it looks like, was from December 3rd. And then there's a call review on here. So I can go in there and listen to the call review. But it's not showing that you're being charged for every single call that's coming through this number. Just the ones that are coming. Yeah, they're just the ones coming from the Google Guaranteed lead. Now, your payment or your account for Google Guaranteed paused on December 6th. So any calls that came in from December 6th to now, you're not getting charged for. It was just for the ones prior. So those
talking about for the $300-something bill, I can guarantee a couple calls out of that is credible. It hasn't been much actual leads. It's mostly been people looking for work right now, and I just wanted to follow up on those, but my app hasn't been working, and I have a million other things going on.
Did get a call on November 20th, and you weren't charged for that. That says it was an invalid lead. There was one that was charged from November 18th, and that says the dispute was denied. So I guess they listened to the call, and they found out it was an actual client. And then there was one from November 15th, a valid lead. November 14th, dispute denied. November 11th.
I haven't even been in there. I haven't been in there.
So it could be that we have a department that just goes in and says, let's dispute this one and that one, and then they'll go in and listen to the call and see what happened. But, you know, absolutely, if there's more credits due, I can have that department know to apply them. But from now, is what they're
showing.
That's
something, that's something you don't do, though, huh?
No, all I do is collect failed payments. So what they're saying is your Google guaranteed leads, they're on pause until this is taken care of. Once this is taken
care
of.
Right, that's fine. That's fine, too. I haven't called in. I got a lot of stuff figuring out, and now I'm behind.
No,
so I really don't need more calls.
I understand. Yeah.
But I will give you guys a call to fix it up. Well, I'll clear it up soon.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. And then I'll put a note in here that we can have them look at the account again and see if there's any further credits. But the nice thing is that all the calls are stored on the dashboard, so you could always go in when you have a moment and just confirm that they were actual client calls. But anybody looking for a job or something like that, you wouldn't be charged for. It's just for the ones that are actual leads.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that we talked. And then, like I said, I'll follow up again next week or maybe even the week after if I don't hear from you sooner, okay?
Sounds great. You should hear from me by then, but sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Greg. Have a nice weekend coming up, too, and happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.